You're listening to the StarWest 2007 Conference Podcast Episode 4, featuring Bharat Mehrotra and Antoine Picard. Hi, I'm Joey McAllister, Managing Editor of Multimedia with Software Quality Engineering, and welcome to the final installment of the StarWest 2007 Conference Podcast, a special series of StickyMinds.com podcasts featuring interviews with the experts who will be presenting keynotes at the StarWest 2007 Conference. Bharat Mehrotra is the technical lead of the Google Web Server team and co-founder of the Google Testing Grouplet. Antoine Picard is the technical lead of the Google Unit Testing Team. Together, they will be presenting a StarWest 2007 keynote titled Testing on the Toilet, Revolutionizing Developer Testing at Google. What's that? You haven't heard of testing on the toilet? Let's talk to Bharat and Antoine to find out more about it. It's certainly one of the more unusual keynote titles at the conference. Would you tell us a little bit about the testing grouplet and testing on the toilet?
Sure. Google is an unconventional organization in many ways. And one of the great things about it is you get this 20% time, which you can use to pursue things that you're passionate about. And in order to actually make progress in a large organization, sometimes you need to band together with a lot of people and work together. So at Google, we form grouplets. These are groups of people who are passionate about a subject, but are not all affiliated with like the same group or even the same part of the organization. So it's not like a conventional group. It's kind of cross-organization. So at Google, we started this thing called the testing grouplet, which the goal for that is to convince developers to do testing as part of the development process. And one of the problems that we had with making this new grouplet was getting the word out to people, getting people to understand and hear the message. So at some point, Antoine and I were in a meeting room, and we were trying to figure out things, and we came up with this idea of putting up these flyers in bathrooms to tell people a little bit about testing when we were sure we had their attention. And I think, Antoine, I think you came up with the idea, the name,
testing. That is the name, yes. I definitely came up with a name. I think the original idea came from the fact that we already started doing all kinds of training programs for new employees. So we felt like we were getting our message out to those people. And that was a big part of our job since this company is growing so quickly. We were reaching a lot of people that way. But we still felt like we wanted to do a better job of also reaching people that had already gone through the training before we started doing these classes. And as we were brainstorming about ways to reach all of Google at the same time, the idea of flyers in the bathroom came up, and that was the start of testing on the toilet.
It seems like a great idea. I know you go to restaurants or bars, and you might find the sports pages on the wall in a restroom, or if you know it's a financial business, you might find the Wall Street Journal in the restroom. So it really makes sense. It seems like a great way to get people's attention with little bits of information.
Yeah, it was really great at getting people to notice and injecting something into our culture. It took a lot of work to tune it so that we were getting a message out that people really wanted. I mean, they wanted to learn about this stuff, but it just took us a while to figure out how dense to make it and how often to put up new versions of it, and logistically how to make all this happen. I mean, there was a lot of challenges to actually make this work in an organization. And, we'll talk about in our presentation about how we actually made it work and how we made it kind of an ongoing effort instead of just kind of a one-off or an infrequent thing.
And it was a lot of work from a lot of different people. At the same time, because it caught people's attention, it became very popular very quickly, both from our readers' perspective, but also getting new authors involved in the process. We have a long list of people who have contributed various episodes, and by putting those flyers in the bathrooms, we reach not just our audience, but also potential contributors.
Why do you think it's important to have elements like testing on the toilet? And also Google does the Tech Talks, which I'm sure a lot of people have seen online, the videos. But why is it important to have elements like that in an organization?
Well, I think it's about information sharing. We're really proud of the quality of our engineers here. But if you're just sitting in your office with a closed door by yourself with your computer, you can sort of stagnate and stop growing. By having Tech Talks and all this information sharing, we make sure that the best information is being shared around the company and everybody gets to benefit from it.
Yeah, we definitely wanted to make sure that we were hitting the educational aspect. Google's a young company, and some of these concepts about developer testing are things that you learn the hard way. And we didn't want people to have to learn them the hard way. We wanted to try to get out ahead of the curve and teach people. And it's really difficult in an organization that's growing at the pace that Google's growing to actually reach people and provide them with stuff that's really apropos to the problems that they're solving on a daily basis. And we also wanted to have a little fun with it. You know, I mean, testing, you know, we have to combat the problem that testing can be a dry subject sometimes. And by making testing on the toilet, we made it light and fun, and people really enjoyed reading about it. People have their favorite episodes of testing on the toilet. It was a very enjoyable experience for people.
And it's snappy, too. If you go to a tech talk and it turns out the speaker is boring or the subject wasn't what you thought it was going to be, you may be stuck for an hour unless you leave the room and go back to your desk. Whereas, you know, the toilet is a place you probably have to go anyways. And even if it's an episode you're not interested in, it's just a one-pager. You can read through it very quickly and decide whether it's something you care about or not.
Sure, bite-sized information.
Absolutely.
Right. It sounds like it's going to be very educational for people who attend your keynote at the conference. What would you say that conference attendees will be able to take away from your presentation?
I would say it's a message of hope. I think there's a lot of people out there who care about testing and about developer testing who feel kind of discouraged because there are people in their company or in their groups who don't actually share that passion. But the message is a small group of people with a shared objective can pull their efforts and make a change that impacts a whole large company in a surprising way.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons why we chose testing on the toilet as a topic is because in a lot of ways it was an inflection point for our grouplet. You know, when we got to the point with testing on the toilet where testing grouplet all of a sudden became a very common phrase inside of Google, for us, you know, this was the turning point. This was the technique we used to round the corner and make testing really part of the development process. And what we'd like to show people is that even, you know, in any organization, you can do these things. Some of the things that we've done are applicable to everybody, and you can, you know, it takes a very small group of people can make a very large change in an organization with some of the techniques that we employed.
We're really looking forward to hearing your presentation, and thanks again for speaking with us.
Thank you. Great.
Thanks a lot, Joey.
Thanks for listening to the StarWest 2007 Conference Podcast. We've put some links related to this podcast on the podcast landing page at stickyminds.com/podcasts. If you have any comments or questions, the podcast landing page will also have an email link. Feel free to drop me a line. You can also subscribe to our conference podcasts and other stickyminds.com podcasts on the podcast landing page. The StarWest 2007 Conference Podcast is a production of Software Quality Engineering.